As New York faces a $4 billion deficit, how will schools fare in the state budget this year? Governor Andrew Cuomo will release his executive budget by the end of the month, but he laid out his agenda in the State of the State address this week. The executive director of the New York State School Boards Association, Tim Cremer, was listening.
He talked at great length about the federal tax reform bill and how it was going to target New York, and we were under attack. And one of the things he mentioned was the fact that property taxes will increase 20 to 25% because of these federal tax reforms. That certainly caught my attention. I don't know exactly what went into that calculation, but I'm assuming that a big portion of it was that the deductibility of state and local taxes is now capped at $10,000, and there'll be a lot of people who will have state and local tax obligations well beyond $10,000. It'll no longer be deductible. And therefore, when we heard that, we said, wow, we were going to come around in May asking people to support their school budget votes, and they may be reluctant to do so because they just feel as if they already have this very heavy tax burden because of this federal tax plan.
Did you hear any new mandates that will be placed on school boards and school districts?
Maybe. He talked about equity, and he did it in a way that I was a little confused, and I don't want to presume that I know exactly what he meant, but it came across as if those who are operating at the local level, at the school district level, are not distributing resources as equitably as they should. Those who need it the most are not getting what they need. I disagree with that. And if the state is going to start telling us how we allocate our resources at the building level within a school district, that's the purview of a board of education. That's what we were elected to do. And we prefer not to have to spend our own resources based on somebody else's agenda. We would say to the governor, you're in charge of state aid. You and the legislature started state aid. Distribute that in an equitable fashion. Use the foundation aid formula as it's supposed to run, and you will find that that is a very useful way to distribute money equitably. But at the local level, making determinations as to how resources are allocated building to building, classroom to classroom, that's the school district's job.
There's been a lot of talk since Governor Cuomo took office about shared services and consolidation, including local school districts, the smaller rural districts in particular. Is that program moving forward?
Not for us at a very fast pace. We were included as part of the obligation to discuss these consolidations or service sharing obligations back when the property tax freeze came into play about 3 or 4 years ago. And we worked with the Association of Counties, Municipalities, and Towns. But in further iterations of that legislation, we were removed. Not quite sure why, and I'm not looking to get back in, quite honestly, but we were removed. There are many, many school districts, very tiny school districts, that at some point in time have to be figuring out how are we going to be able to sustain ourselves, provide a high-quality educational program when we have so many few students and so limited resources. There is going to be some cost sharing and service sharing and resource sharing that's going to have to take place, but we're not obligated to do that. At least not legally, but probably morally and economically, that's coming our way.
As you mentioned earlier, the state budget will be out in a few weeks, Governor Cuomo's budget plan. What would you like to see as a state aid formula to begin with, or a state aid increase?
Well, we have, as an organization, in cooperation with many other educational organizations, have put forward, I think, a well-researched proposal that would say $2 billion in additional aid would be necessary in order to sustain current programs and invest in those programs that we need to invest in because of a growing student population in parts of the state where we have kids with special needs and English language learners and a variety of other requirements that cost extra time and extra resources. The regions put forward $1.6 billion. So in that $1.6 to $2 billion range would be excellent. The governor would likely come in less than that, and the legislature typically would find some space in between. And when it's all said and done, that's where we'll end up.
Tim Cremer is the executive director of the New York State School Boards Association.